Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You know, it's been far too long since we've welcomed in Josh Reed from WIVB in Buffalo into the sports bar with Danger Pataglia to talk Buffalo Bills. I believe it was before that first New England Patriots game, Josh. And boy, this team has changed. A lot has changed since that win. First of all, how are you and yours holding up, Josh? Welcome back into the sports bar.
Hey, thanks again for having me. Everything's good on our end. Just, you know, a little busy right now, gearing up for the first home wild card game in 25 years. So it's good.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is, Josh, what changed? That, like, what point did this team go from, wow, they're a good team to, wow, this team, they're a legit Super Bowl team. What moment in your mind might have changed things for this team?
Well, ironically, it was the Hail Mary. It was the loss to the Cardinals. I mean, that was it. If you talk to the players, they all point to that time and watching the Cardinals celebrate and kind of realizing that, you know what, maybe we got to keep working. Maybe there's still some stuff to improve on. And they kind of went back to the drawing board. Obviously, they didn't have to rip everything apart and start over. But I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call that, you know, let's not give teams a chance to throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game and have a chance to lose. And if you look since that game, they are burying teams. These teams now can throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game, and if they catch it, they're going to lose by 17 still.
Yeah, it's been impressive.
And Deion Dawkins said it best. You know, he said that when he watched the Cardinals celebrate after that play, he said they celebrated like they had won the Super Bowl. He said, "We realize that the only time we'll celebrate like it's the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl for this team."
Yeah. Josh Reed, WIVB Buffalo, joining us here in the sports bar. And then we see what they do to Miami, who had everything to play for to get into the postseason, and they just didn't even show up. I mean, the Bills just dismantling them, and Gino and I have been having a lot of fun this week, not just kind of picking apart what happened to Miami, but looking at the rest of the AFC East. I mean, the way this sets up for the Bills, regardless of the outcome on Saturday or in this postseason, I mean, the AFC East right now is an uncertain place. And we were trying to think, you know, yesterday, like, what do you think the odds are, Josh, that Josh Reed is, or that Josh Allen, rather, is the only starting quarterback in 2021 that returns to the AFC East?
Yeah, I think if I'm Miami, the Tua is still the guy. I mean, I look back at a couple of years ago, you know, everybody was down on Josh Allen, right? Maybe not everybody, but a good majority of people were really down on Josh Allen. So, I'd stick with Tua. I think that sample size is still too small. They have a ton invested in him. I'm with you with Sam Darnold. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I guess it depends on who their next head coach is, what direction they want to go there. Obviously, they're going to be drafting really high. Who's available when they do draft. So that's interesting. And the Patriots are just, who knows? You got to think that Cam Newton's, you know, shelf life in New England was really short. I can't imagine a scenario where he's back as their starting quarterback next year. Although, I'm sure Bills fans would sign up for that in an absolute heartbeat. On the whole, that division, man, I mean, they're sitting pretty. And I got to give all the credit in the world to Heather Prusak. She caught up, our sports reporter here, she caught up and did an interview with Drew Bledsoe this week. And Drew was amazing. I mean, he was so good. And she asked him kind of, you know, the passing of the torch in this division. And he kind of went down through it and said, of course, you know, they're Belichick. As long as he's there, they're going to be a little bit of a threat. And, you know, the Dolphins, they have a lot of draft picks in Tua. And then he said, and you know what? The Jets still suck. And I'm fine with that. And he said, if they don't win another game, I'd be absolutely fine with that. It was incredible. It was, yeah, it was, Drew was amazing. We're going to have that coming up later in the week on Buffalo Kickoff Live. But it was just a great, because, you know, he talked about Josh Allen breaking all of his records. It was great to hear from Drew.
Yeah, just a sidebar here for a second, so to speak. Josh, I always find it when guys get away from the game, they're so much more interesting to talk to when they're not in this day-to-day mode. We had Dante Whitner on 49er week because he's out there doing the coverage of that team. Just so insightful in everything. And it's interesting to hear that, yeah, that Drew Bledsoe is giving these quotes now.
Yeah, you know, I think players naturally just have a little bit, they put a little bit of a guard up, a little bit of a wall up, because they understand that anything that they say could affect stuff inside the locker room, and maybe the way the coaches construe maybe an answer that you put out there, and things can kind of get twisted. Well, when your words all of a sudden are only attached to you and not attached to an entire franchise, you know, I think it's only natural that these guys leave the game and the wall comes down, and the longer they're out of the game, the more, you know, the older they get and they say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to kind of say what I want to say.
Yeah. And Josh, you don't really see many Bills players misspeak or say something out of line. I think that kind of, speaks to the culture that they've built, that McDermott has built, that these guys are well coached. They know how to deal with the media and say what they need to say. I want to talk a little bit more, and you referenced it, the Deion Dawkins piece in the Players Tribune, because I thought it was fantastic. And Gino brought up a point. He's like, hey, you know what? Is that unprocessed, like the idea that, you know, he's pumping, you know, the tires a little bit on this Buffalo Bills team and kind of calling his shot. I mean, if you're a Bills fan, you read it and you love it and you're ready to run through a wall. But is that something that could be considered, you know, locker room material moving forward for other teams?
Sean does a really good job of walking a fine line of, they know he's the captain of the ship, but he lets the guys be themselves. Now, to a certain point, right? I mean, he doesn't want guys running around just saying whatever and doing whatever. Now, this isn't the Rex Ryan Bills. But he does. He lets the guys have personalities. I mean, you watch Josh Allen play. Now, it's not so much when he gets a microphone in front of him, because then he's very, you know, he's buttoned up and he knows exactly the answers he's going to give before the question gets out. But, you know, he knows that he's got guys on this team. You know, Deion Dawkins is a huge personality. He does a good job of not reining that in. You know, you got to let these guys have fun. Stephon Diggs is a huge personality. And he lets them, Stephon Diggs interviewing him, the insight he gives is phenomenal. It's just so good. And he lets these guys just kind of be themselves. You see it with the celebrations and stuff. And yeah, I'm with you, you know, Sean. You know, maybe Deion gets away with, not, I wouldn't say even get away with it, because, you know, you're talking about a captain on the team, right? He entrusts Deion to put the correct message out there without going too far. I mean, you know, he's starting left tackle, you know, just signed him to a multi-year, multi-million dollar contract extension. You know, you want him to be the voice of your franchise. And the biggest message that, you know, came out of that to me was, he just pumped the Bills fan. I mean, this fan base absolutely loves 73, and the love is a two-way street, and it's genuine with them.
We're talking to Josh Reed, WIVB sports director, as the Bills take on the Colts coming up on Sunday. Josh, I'm old enough to have lived in 1990, went to the Bills-Dolphins game back then, and the parallels are there, Josh. That first year, they were just rolling. And then we know what happened. The defense came up and solved the puzzle, so to speak, on the no-huddle attack. I guess my question is, all right, who will be that defense? Let's start with Indianapolis. Is this a defense that should scare you when Josh Allen and everybody is looking at the matchup this week?
It would worry me a little bit more if we weren't having this winter all of a sudden in Buffalo, where going to be great Saturday, I should say. Weather's going to be perfect. Mid-30s, a little bit of sun. You know, it's not going to be 15 inches of snow. Look, the weather was really bad. I'd go, oh, man, this is a little bit more worrisome of a matchup because they got a really nice running game and they play solid defense. This Colts team almost reminds me a little bit of a couple of years ago when Sean first arrived. You know, you had LeSean McCoy. They wanted to win games by running the ball, playing solid defense. And that's kind of the formula the Colts have used and Frank Reich's used. Now, don't get me wrong. Phillip Rivers offers more than Tyrod was offering, and they have more weapons on the outside than those first couple of years that Sean had the Bills. But this Colts defense, I was actually just looking at it. In the last five games, the Colts defense has allowed four quarterbacks to throw for over 300 yards. The only one that didn't was last week when they played Jacksonville, and let's face it, that's Jacksonville, right? They are allowing 311 yards passing on average per game the last five games. Well, if that's what they're allowing to just kind of guys, I mean, Josh Allen, he's got a chance to go for 400.
What kind of defense do you think they'll throw at Josh Allen, Josh? Because I feel like we're at the point in the season now. There was a point in the season where we're like, all right, well, the Titans figured out Josh Allen. You just got to play zone, and he can't beat that. Well, he can beat zone. We've seen it now multiple times. He can beat man. I mean, is there something specifically you think that this Colts defense will throw at Josh to try and confuse him on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, at this point in the season, and when you talk to coaches pretty much across the board, they go with what got them there, right? I mean, look, you made the playoffs doing things a certain way, so you don't deviate from that a whole lot. You know, the Bills aren't going to come out and run the ball 40 times. You know, that's just not the way they got to this point. They didn't get to 13-3 by doing that. Now, you look at the Colts, very interesting. They blitz fewer times than any other defense in the NFL. 32nd. That's their percentage of blitzes. Yet they still are in the top when it comes to pressures on the quarterback and top third in sacks. So they do a good job of creating pressure without blitzing. So I think, you know, that they're not going to go away from that. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to start sending blitzers at Josh Allen. I think that Frank Reich's probably going to have their defense, you know, do what they've done to get to this point. And to be honest with you, I don't see defense. I don't know how you scheme against Josh Allen. I've thought about that. You know, what is the way to attack him? He has an answer for everything right now. I mean, he has a hot hand, and he's got Diggs. He just got John Brown back. We'll see, you know, Cole Beasley's status. Probably doesn't look too great, at least for this one, but maybe in 2 weeks he comes back. But and they got the weapons, and Josh is just dealing.
Josh Reed, WIVB, our guest here in the sports bar. What do you think that atmosphere is going to be like? 6,700? Is that going to sound like 70,000? What do you think Saturday is going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, the fans have waited all season for a chance to be inside the stadium. And look, I get it. It'd be great, you know, if there were 70,000 fans. But, you know, it is what it is. You play the hand that you're dealt. I was just listening. Micah Hyde, the Bills starting safety, spoke to the media today. And I was just listening to some of his sound bites, and it was really great. He said, you know what? My son's going to get a chance to watch me for the first time. He's got a newborn. He's got a kid, a little baby.
That's great.
You know, and he was like, look, he's not going to understand what he's watching. But he goes, for me as a dad, you know, that's pretty cool. And I thought, man, you know, those are the little things that you don't think about. You know, these guys have been they're used to playing in front of wives and kids and family members, and then all of a sudden you don't. And you could tell that Micah said, you know, I'm excited to play in front of my son. I thought that was pretty cool.
Coach McDermott isn't going to have this team looking past Indianapolis on Saturday, Josh, but we certainly can. And I'm curious as to what you think about the rest of the AFC field and this weekend's action. We're rooting for Pittsburgh on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, to me, this is I shouldn't say it's a disappointing season. It would be a disappointing end to the Bills season if they're not playing in the AFC Championship game. And quite frankly, I think right now the Chiefs are the only team that can play with the Bills. I believe that. I firmly believe that. I know that Tennessee already beat them earlier in the season, and you know, it looks like maybe the Ravens are figuring it out at the right time, and they're kind of an interesting matchup with Lamar Jackson, who's, you know, just a heck of a talent. But I look at the other teams around the AFC, and that's it. It's the Chiefs. And if it comes down to that, you know that with this team, you got more than a puncher's chance of going into Kansas City and knocking them off, because the key is you got to be able to score with Kansas City, and the Bills can do that.
You give Josh Allen more than a puncher's chance of winning the MVP. We know the way this works. If they're doing it more on lifetime achievement, and Rodgers has been fantastic, but the odds you think that Josh Allen will get the award?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'd put Rodgers at even money, you know, just myself, and I'd put Allen at maybe 3-1, 4-1. But Josh Allen couldn't have done more, you know. It's just Aaron Rodgers, and it's not supposed to be the totality of work, but it's you, human nature. You just, when you're voting, these voters, you know, it's going to get in the back of their head. And is there any doubt? Look, if Allen doesn't win the MVP, is there any doubt who the most improved player in the NFL is?
Yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, that should be he should get every single vote. That's not even close. I mean, he's the most improved player by far. And I think, to be honest with you, I think maybe that hurts him a little bit for the MVP, because he had to climb so far up the ladder to get to MVP status, right? Aaron Rodgers was already standing on a top rung, right? He was already up there. You know, he was just, we've seen Aaron Rodgers win the MVP. We know how good he is. Oh, okay, yeah, he's the MVP. Wow, it took most of the national media 10 games to realize, wow, Josh Allen is really, really good. And I think that maybe hurt him. Now, look, Josh Allen comes out next year and puts up these exact same numbers, and we're talking about another 13-3 season. I think he gets the MVP.
Josh, walk us up to Saturday afternoon and everything that you and everybody at WIVB are working on prior to this Bills game that our audience can check out.
Yeah, we've got a special Buffalo Kickoff Live coming up tomorrow night. That is from 7 to 8 o'clock on Channel 4. It's also on in Rochester, and then we have got our regular Buffalo Kickoff Live Saturday instead of Sunday, of course, this week. We go 11 to noon on Channel 4 once again, and, you know, also on in Rochester. And, you know, we'll have the usual suspects on the show with Thad Brown and Tim Graham from The Athletic and Heather Prusak, our reporter here, Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. Sal Capaccio, WGR 550. Deion Dawkins is on the show. We always tape a segment with him. Drew Bledsoe is going to, you know, have a big segment on, and it's going to be fun, man. This is it. This team is built to win this year. The window is open, and, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, Josh, one quick thing here, because something did come across here while we were talking. That is the official Bills injury report. Stephon Diggs did not practice today. So, are we concerned?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because he spoke to the media after practice.
Okay.
And was asked. He was asked about his oblique, and he smiled. Well, he had his mask on, but you could tell he was smiling. And he said, "I'm good. Don't believe everything you read," and kind of gave a wink. And he was like, "I'll be good. I'll be good."
Good news. We don't want to see him off the field on Saturday for sure.
No, you're already probably without Beasley, so yeah. can't be without Diggs and Beasley. There's no part of me that believes Stephon Diggs isn't on the field when that game kicks off Saturday.
Josh, appreciate your time as always. Been way too long. Let's do it again soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Happy New Year, Josh.
Josh Reed, sports director, WIVB in Buffalo, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger Battaglia. Get you ready for the Bills and the Colts on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff just after 1 here on ESPN Rochester.
You know, if there's anything, I want us to be the real sports talk show. This feels kind of weird talking football. It does. I'm sorry if we're hitting the wrong tone here today. We do know there's things happening down in D.C. right now that are a terrible look for our country.
Yeah, look, we're not oblivious to what's happening there. We'll continue to keep you updated as we find out more. Some of the images and video that we're seeing is, you're right, Gene, it's a terrible look for America. As we find out more, we'll pass it along to you. But we also recognize that some people would just like to escape. And what better escape than talking about sports we're here for that as well.
Right. So we're telling you we're not oblivious. We're just doing our job. There you go.
I'll drink to that is on the way next.
I'll drink to that. funny. I was like, well, somebody's not going to be attending the Bills game coming up on Saturday. And I just want to point out the hypocrisy in all of this. And I have a non-sports take today, Danger, that I think any parent will enjoy.
I can't wait for your non-sports take. And I'll share my... I'll share my Matt Stafford take that I was teasing earlier, and I'll go ahead and give you this take right now because we just mentioned it. I mean, it is hard to be productive with all that's going on right now in the nation's capital. Maybe I'm going out on a little bit of a limb here, Gino, but I'm starting to think that law and order wasn't the priority we were led to believe it was a few months back. Just a hunch. I'll drink to that is on the way next. Takes on tap. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.